First new message sent today at 12 a.m. Please dial your password and press pound. Please dial your password and press pound. You have 2 new messages and 11 saved messages. To review, press 1. To send, press 2. To hear more choices, press 0.
Ronald Redball informed me not to tell you that he's doing a show. And he's going to call you up Thursday night at about 11 saying, "Hey, man, we're doing a show and you can't go, ha, ha, ha." So what you need to do is go to Berkeley and be waiting at the station so that when he gets there, you're already there.
Don wants us to be at the studio by 11.
How's it going, Joe? It's about 6 o'clock. Just got off the phone with Bill. And, he's sort of nervous, sort of negative and uptight. You know what's going on, dude. You know, fucking A. He gives us, what, a few days' notice before a show. So, if you only got a few days' notice before a 3-hour show, and you don't really bust your balls to bring things together, collectively, well, then you end up with this kind of show, the kind of show we're going to end up with tonight, which is neither good or bad, because as far as I'm concerned, all the over-the-edge shows are bad. All of them. None of them can hold my attention for a full 3 hours. Of course, I haven't listened to that many either. But don't sweat it. He says that you didn't make any tapes or you didn't finish your tapes or whatever, so you're dragging ass as well. Apparently that's what he said, but who cares? Doesn't matter. We're just going up there to fuck off. So.
Hello, and thank you for calling. You have reached the Penis Institute of the Bay Area. The Penis Institute of the Bay Area is a non-profit corporation operated by myself, Mr. Chemist, and Penis Boy. Penis Boy is an attractive young man who is available for out-of-call escort services, and he's a very nice man,
and I think that you'll find him very attractive. And if you are interested in having him come to you, hi, I'm Penis Boy. Can I check you? I was imitating Mr. Chemist. Yes, it's true. This is Penis Boy. Mr. Chemist and I are sharing this box, thanks to the wonderful, wonderful Tristan. Oh, Mr. Chemist just adores Tristan. And I guess I should mention Joy, too, because she was instrumental in getting this little thing worked out.
12:35 p.m.
Da 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 da. Happy birthday, Ronald Reagan. Yes, indeed. He's still as sharp as ever. You know that? God bless him. He's 79 years old today, and we'd like to say that to him on here on February the 6th, on Tuesday. Well, you know, there's going to be an execution in California. It's about time. It's been 22 years. These bastards have been sitting on death row. That we've been paying for their low-life existence. Some have been sitting there for 8, 10, 12 years. It's disgusting. Anyway, hopefully they'll all be executed eventually, but this one, Robert Parrish is his name, a cold-blooded killer, a low-life son of a bitch. He's going to be executed, barring any complications, on April the 3rd. What do you think? Do you think the state has a right to blow someone away when they've committed a hideous, heinous crime like that? Well, I sure kind of concur. And so, what do you think about the death penalty? You think they should be these cold-blooded killers and even kingpin drug pushers? Should they be blown away too? How do you feel about the death penalty? I'll tell you what. You have two.
Hi, I'm calling about the advertisement in yesterday's San Jose Mercury News for a live-in homosexual enema expert for an elderly gentleman. Oh, excuse me, I've misdialed. I'm sorry.
End of message. Sunday, July 10th, 11:28 a.m.
Hello, Ronald. It's been a long time since I called. I just wanted to remind you that I don't like you, and I know you don't like me, so we're even on that. But this is my message to you to say that I dislike you. In fact, I hate you. I don't know why. I don't know how I got this feeling about you. Well, yes, I do. Yes, I do. But I hate you, all right? That's all I have to say. I hate your fucking guts. I hate your fucking guts. One of these days, I'm just going to go overboard, all right?
Can you give me a call? Are you there?
Joe's there. Good phone for there.
Hi, Joe. It's Renee.
Yeah, Joe, this is Steve.
Hi, no big deal.
Joe, this is Jerry.
By now, most of you have reached a company, big or small, that's utilized.
advertising voicemail, the computerized phone answering system that assigns a mailbox to employees and stores messages which can be retrieved from outside the building if you have the code. The trick is there are usually many more mailboxes than employees. Plans for expansion, you know. Mailboxes which can be accessed by hackers from the outside.
All I gotta do is leave the message and you call in from your phone and can retrieve it and you can go meet them there and no one will be none the wiser for it because the police can't really trace it. You're calling a company that they know nothing about.
San Francisco computer system manager Dave Barron says diligent system managers can utilize built-in security to catch voicemail pirates.
End of message.
I feel that it's people like me are not represented. I'm very disturbed by...
You are very disturbed, and I'm going to recommend that you get some help for your problem. You are very disturbed.
You bitch.
You're very disturbed.
You're disturbed too, you fucking son of a bitch. How dare you trick me like that?
All right, now go ahead and say what you want to say about drugs.
What are you going to do, everyone? I say you're going to play these cheap little tricks.
Hello, ma'am. It's not a cheap trick. Everyone listening to you knows you're very disturbed.
Who do you know? You don't know anything about me. You're very...
Well, ma'am, all I know about you is that you sit here and you scream all these epithets and you get way out. You must be on something yourself.
I started to talk, and you said talk, and the minute I said I'm disturbed, that's like...
Well, ma'am, go ahead and tell me what you want to say about drugs. What did you want to say about drugs?
But you're not going to let me...
Ma'am, you've called me every name under the book, and you're still on the air.
I didn't call you every name.
Well, just about.
Well, you've been doing the same to me.
I have not at all, ma'am. Go right ahead and say what you want to say about drugs.
I'm disturbed about...
You certainly are.
Can I say anything? Every time I say I'm disturbed, you're going to say you certainly are.
Well, go right ahead and tell me what you want to say about drugs.
How can I? There's tremendous resistance up against...
No, ma'am. Go right ahead. I haven't resisted anything you've said thus far. You're still on the air.
I'm on the air and I...
Well, that's true. And so go right ahead and tell me what you want to say about drugs.
I have to keep fighting with you and you're not giving me an instant to say what I have planned to say.
Well, ma'am, if what you've said is not something that you've planned to say, then I feel sorry for you. You really need help.
You need help too, you son of a bitch. You ought to be kicked off the air.
All right, fine. Now that you've gotten that out of your system, tell me what you want to say about drugs.
Oh, you son of a bitch, nigger.
All right, what do you want to say about drugs?
I'm very disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank God. I'm very disturbed by the fact that people like me are not included in all the statistics.
Who's a person like you? Someone who gets on and calls people names and cusses at them? Well, what do you mean? Is that the type of person you are?
I don't have control.
Well, you're damn right you don't have control. You don't have control of your faculties. You don't have control of your senses.
Well, do you?
And, ma'am, what you need to do is go out and get some help. But at least I gave you an opportunity, and all you did was cuss and swear and carry on. I feel sorry for you, but go out and get some help. Call Carla Perez. Perhaps Carla is expert enough to give you some help.
What?
Wow. That sounded like an over-the-edge bit.
So I was like down at Rainbow Import, Rainbow Gifts, whatever you want to call it, a little store down there on Bascom, North Bascom. And I was checking out the bongs, you know, the water pipes. And there's this little chick behind the counter. And she's got this it's black and white striped little thing. It's a little shirt. It's a very little shirt. In fact, it ties in the middle. It ties right there in the middle between her boobies. And she had very nice boobies. They weren't big, but they were nice boobies. And she was such a pleasant girl. She was one of those girls where they call you sweetie and honey, and they call everybody sweetie and honey. Yet if you're a naive little closet neurotic motherfucker, you know, who rarely ever comes out of his house except to go to work, and he encounters one of these girls who calls him sweetie and honey, and... Yes, was that a sign to build a dream on, man? Her? Goodness sake. So I'm standing there, and, you know, fuck, I just got into the door. It's the same as if you're going to a fast food restaurant. In fact, this is even this even takes more consideration than a fast food restaurant when you walk into a fucking paraphernalia shop. I mean, I just walked in. I don't know exactly what I want. She said, what do you want? I said, I don't know. I'm just looking. I'm checking it out right now. She says, okay, sweetie, well, I'm going to go in the back here. Can I go in the back here? I got to take care of some business, blah, 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 blah. I said, hey, no problem, you know. And so I'm still looking. She comes back and said, okay, what have we found? And I said, well, I'm still looking. She said, oh, okay, sweetie, well, you let me know that. And she's only about, like, 21 years old, you know, totally young, very pretty, not super fine, but she wore a lot of makeup. She looked like your classic stoner chick, whom I will have a boner for till the day I die, I'm sure, is stoner chicks. But they look like, they dress like, all they really want to be is my little sex toy. I mean, isn't that how they dress? I mean, don't some of you guys agree? I mean, some of these stoner chicks, man, they dress like they just want to be your sex toy. Or who's there, and you know, I look at her, I think, well, I wonder whose sex toy that is. I mean, yeah, I know she's a human being and she's got emotions and feelings and stuff, but she seems to be more preoccupied with being my sex toy or being somebody's sex toy. And so anyway, she's just... So anyways, I pick out this bong, and okay, yeah, let me look at it, and I'm looking at it, blah, blah, blah. And she tells me she'll give it to me for $25. It says $27.50. She said she'll give it to me for $25, no tax. Oh, well, I don't get a big thrill about that, but I figure she must be making 25 bucks in her pocket without her boss not knowing about it, because she didn't ring it up in the cash register. She didn't give me a fucking receipt. She just took my $25 cash and put it in her pocket and gave me this nice, beautiful U.S. pipe bong, green one, with two big fucking hammerhead fucking hoses coming out of the bottom. That's a trip, because... At the bottom, where the bowl is, there's no water. And the second level, there's no water. But the third level is where the water is. So the smoke comes down to the bottom and comes up through the first compartment to the second compartment, and then it comes through the fucking water. And that's me. And then it comes into your lungs. So, anyways.
Happy Holidays, Radio Shack, Paul speaking.
That was fast. Yeah, I need some AC adapter amateur ampere antenna audio auto automatic auxiliary band balance battery bases and some Bro Boost boosters. And I need some calibrate cell channel check clear close compressor control crystals and some cycle current delay decibel decreased degree detectors. And I'll definitely, I'm going to need some direct discharge electrical electronic energy equalization external fast feedback filters for the front. I'll probably need some forward frequency full fuse gauges and some high horizontal increased indicators, some input insulators, an internal inverter impedance jack, probably some joystick junctions, and some load long loud low main manual minimum memory meters. Probably some medium micro microphones, and probably I'm going to have to put a few negative, neutral, normal ohm-operated output peak phase phones on. Do you have any power range rate receivers?
We have all that in stock, sir. Is that going to be cash or charge?
And do you have any regulator replace reset resistors?
We're out of those at the moment, but we can order them for you.
I'll probably also need some short, slow source speakers and some switch test tester terminals. And probably some vacuum vertical voltage volume waves and some watt wires. Have you got that?
We got it.
Hold on. Yeah,
Hello?
Be right over. Well, I gotta go. I'll be calling you in a little while and let you know how I'm doing on my project. Happy New Year!
Jesus Christ, playing little games like immature little kid.
End of message. Wednesday, 3:25 p.m.
Ronald.
Or Diet Coke that goes cheap.
Don't let me start. What would I have to pay for that jacket?
End of message.
But now we go down to our roving reporter on the field before we get back to our movie. We're going now to Ronald Redball out on the street. Hello, Ronald?
Hello.
Oh, thank you. This is Ronald Redball out on the street, your roving reporter, and we've only got a couple minutes here. Actually, about a minute and 53 seconds, so we better hurry. Let's see. Ah, there's someone. That person looks familiar. Let's interview this person. Hi there.
Hello.
Hey, it's the mailbox lady. Could we interview you?
No.
Oh, come on now. Everyone's wanting to know all about you. Couldn't I just ask a few questions?
Please try again later.
No, wait. Everyone's heard your voice on the mailboxes for so long. I just have to ask you a few questions, okay?
Four.
Okay, four questions. What I've always wanted to know is, where do you live?
In your mailbox.
Oh, okay. Makes sense. What's your favorite cereal?
Total.
Uh-huh. Well, after you eat it, how do you feel?
Completely full.
Okay, here's a tough one. What character does Jonathan Frakes play on Star Trek The Next Generation?
Number one.
Very good. You're very good at that. Hey, if you could work any shift you wanted, you know, any time shift, what would it be?
From 9 to 5.
Well, that's four questions. Can I just sneak one more in?
No.
Please, just real quick, I really want to know, who's your favorite mailbox person?
1:15.
Really? Well, since you're so straightforward, well, who's your, you know, your not favorite?
Mailbox 8819.
Okay, well, I guess we have kept you here a little long.
You have.
Okay, I'm sorry. Do you have anything to say to all of our callers?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Okay, then. Well, mailbox lady, thanks for your time.
Bye.
You've been listening to Ronald Redball. For more telephone entertainment, call 8103. And thanks for calling. You may start your message now.
I'm going to comment to you one time and one time only. I don't even want to hear your reply because I don't care. The only thing I have ever told anybody about you is that your name is Bill and your physical description. That is it. End of report. I don't know any other bullshit about 4-track. I don't know any other bullshit whatsoever, and I don't care. I do not care. So of anything that you have derived in your mind, in your warped little mind, has been strictly from you and not from me. And don't threaten me. Don't ever threaten me. That's it. That's final. I have nothing else to say. When somebody brings up your name, from now on, I will ignore you. You do not exist. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Have a horrible day.
End of message.
Close your eyes. 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 Close your eyes.
I haven't written anything for you because, as you recognize from the script, there was no. I'm not the one to do that. Billy said, you know, BWD, BWP, Billy will provide. So Bill will provide it with you. But then, hey, don't worry about it, man. Really? Well, no, it's okay to worry about it, is what I should say. When we tell each other not to worry about it, well, that's kind of silly because we're already worried about it. So what good does it do to tell us not to worry about it when we're already worried about it? You know what I'm saying? But it's okay to worry. Is a better way to tell you. You know, it's okay. It's okay to worry. It's okay to be nervous. Each and every one of us is. From what I've read in books, even your concert people, your Led Zeppelins, your Who's, your Rolling Stones, they've been on the road 25 fucking years and still alive.
All the preservatives,
and like
the
said,
caffeine, all comes out like
there.
This.
I'm
a little hoarse tonight.
Pick up right where you
That's
dropped the ball. Really? This, you know? I mean, it's real easy to keep falling into the mind frame of where this is, real important and complicated. And, you know, fuck it. We're going up there to have fun. fun, dude. And hopefully we will make assholes of ourselves. You know, hopefully we will be stupid and fall on our face, because that's entertainment. You know, this is a very crazy show we're going to do. I don't think there's any other show on that like this. It's a really weird show. So we're going there to have fun. Not some kind of chore, not something to do, not something that we're obligated to do. We're going there to have fun. And we're going to have fun, I promise.
I'm wearing the devil's pants.
I don't want to show up there tomorrow at 7 and have you going, we got to do this now, because there's no way we can do it in any kind of rational form. So get some of it done. So if there's a little left to do tomorrow, fine, we can finish it up. But we can't stay at your house for 3 hours to do this shit, and we've got to have it done.
I'm Commander Jean-Luc Pépin. I am the mighty Jean-Luc Pépin. I cannot lift those large boulders behind you. I can lift a small rock over here.
Star Trek stuff going.
What are you doing, Jean-Luc Pépin? I am massaging my muscles. I am out of shape. My muscles are sore and quite tight.
Soundtracks you're really into. Get them, go for it. If you have RoboCop on tape, go for it. Do it. Everything will be, it'll be great, but you got to work on it. I mean, sometime tonight, you'll have half an hour or something to play with it. Do it.
Oh, here they come. Mr. Typer.
Stop right out there. They did.
Stop again. Oh, here they come.
Hi, this is Keith. What city, please?
Hi, Keith. Berkeley.
Berkeley's in the 415 area code.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Berkeley, California.
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm checking area code chart here.
Okay.
Berkeley. That's where the college is, right? Berkeley.
Yeah?
That's 415.
No, it's not.
Well, let me transfer you to my supervisor.
Okay. Almost out of time.
Listen, I don't have much time here. These posers don't consider me strange enough to be allowed as much time as I would like in order to wake you fools up! Wow! It's time for you idiots to start being honest with yourselves. You've been taught since day one to believe in wrongs and rights, shoulds and shouldn'ts, passing and failing, winning and losing, and it's all a game! It's all a stupid game of willful ignorance and shallow pageantry designed to keep you suffering! Oh, God! God, how often have I heard you, my fellow idiotic brothers and sisters, whine on about how you need this and need that in order to be content with your life. You bitch and moan about how life is unfair, how miserable it is because you don't have everything that you want, but it's all whiplash claptrap! You who is listening right at this moment have everything you need in order to be at peace with your life, but you've got your eyes glued to the illusion! Oh, your mind is muddled up with distractions and trivial details. You worry needlessly about things that you cannot change. You've got your noses in everybody's backyard but your own. You conform to things that you don't understand out of fear of being labeled negatively. Stop pretending that other people's opinions about your mind or your lifestyle can change anything. They can't affect your judgment unless you decide to let them. The morals and values of this society are nonsensical and downright silly. Society's morals and values do not consider your own personally subjective, inner systematic way of looking and experiencing life. As of this moment, you don't have to repress or suppress your natural inclinations any longer. Let the real you that's all bottled up jump out. Let yourself go. 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 Go.
It's the same old song. You gotta be somewhere sometime, and they never let you fly. It's like broken glass. You get caught before you see it. So open up your eyes. You've got desire, so let it out. You've got the power, stand up and shout. Shout.
You've been taught to believe in textbook ideology, and it doesn't work.
Idealism denies reality! Can't resist the way things are, and yet things appear the way they are because of the way they've been. The world has taught you since you were children to focus your attention on the way things used to be, could be, and God forbid should be, and yet it, ideology, completely ignores the reason and rhyme of the way things are in the here and now! You don't have to be angry or bored or confused, ever! The society has taught you to voluntarily brainwash yourselves so that you beat yourselves up inside for having desires which have been labeled evil, perverted, and insane. But your desires are natural. It's only the labels which are screwed up, not you! You're perfect just the way you are. It's your attitude, the way you're looking at yourself in life, which causes you to be uptight. Society has taught you to believe in good and bad. But good and bad for who? Society doesn't allow individualism. It only mocks individualism. You don't have to limit your natural inclinations. You've only thought that there is no other way to live. But it's not true! With every situation and experience that you encounter, you must understand that you are the one who created it. No one does anything to you. You allow it to happen. And with every situation, you have infinite options available to you. Not just this way or that way. Not just either this or either that. But you have infinite options. Because what one person may regard as good way, another may not agree and call it a bad choice. But bad for who? Only you are able to feel how you feel, and thusly from there pick and choose the solutions. Yes, and the answers. Those ignoramuses who tell you that you are making a wrong choice or a bad choice, they can't feel your stomach aches, or your headaches, or your insomnia, which result from you're not doing the things the way you want. Let them be the chicken little fools who pathetically try to conform to cartoon land and all of its emptiness and hollow promises. Do what you want to do, and stop getting hung up on what society, or your parents, or friends, or spouses think. If they don't want to be around the real and honest you, then let them leave. You don't need any idiots telling you what's good or bad for you. Only you know. And it's precisely because you've been hung up on what people think, do or say, which has led you to so many battles with anger and depression. You seem to forever be looking only at what you want to go, where you want to go, what you might do, instead of realizing that you are where you are because of where you're coming from and where you've been. And where you're going is based on where you are right now, here and now. Live your life the way you want to. Recognize that life is moment by moment. You have a choice. You can either suffer or you can prove. It's up to you. You know what I mean?
If the mountains fell in the sea, let it be. It ain't me.
Is this it?
Today at 12:29 a.m.
You have been listening to episode 28 of Midnight Voice Jail, entitled The Shout. Midnight Voice Jail is a weekly feature first run on Club Manic Consciousness, Wednesday nights at midnight on KFJC 89.7 FM, and is produced by Phineas Narco and the National Cynical Network. Special thanks to Angel Demonique for making this feature possible, and to Don Joyce of Negative Land for additional mixing on this episode. Questions or comments are always welcome. Write to voicejail@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more Club Manic Consciousness.
You have no messages remaining. Bye.